Have you ever thought about how we use the word wealth? Like what it really means?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
It feels kind of limited, you know?
Definitely. Like we mostly just think about money, right?
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about this book we're diving into today.
Oh, yeah, this one's going to shake things up, I think.
Sahil Bloom's The Five Types of Wealth. It's like a whole new way to think about being rich, you know?
Totally.
So Bloom's basically saying there's way more to it than just like your bank account.
Right. He kind of lays out this framework.
It's about how you spend your time,
The relationships you build.
even like how you take care of yourself,
Exactly. It's holistic.
which I love. So first up, he talks about time wealth.
And this one's huge, right? Because we all feel like we never have enough time.
Ugh, tell me about it. So what's Bloom's take?
Well, he says it's all about prioritizing.
Okay.
It's not about cramming more stuff into your day, but really choosing what you spend your energy on.
So instead of just reacting to whatever's thrown at you.
Exactly. You're being intentional.
Ooh, I like that.
Like he actually suggests scheduling blocks of time for the things that, that light you up.
Really, like it's a can't miss appointment.
Exactly. Whether that's working on a creative project, spending time with family, whatever fills your cup.
So basically, you're making sure those things actually happen instead of getting pushed aside.
Right. Because if you're constantly just reacting to emails and demands, you never get to the stuff that truly matters.
Makes sense. And you know, it's interesting.
What's that?
Bloom says that when you start prioritizing these energy-giving activities,
Yeah.
you often become more efficient
It's
overall.
kind of counterintuitive, right?
Totally. It's not about working harder, it's like working smarter.
Exactly. And that leads perfectly into the next type of wealth, social wealth.
Oh, yeah, relationships.
Bloom's big on going deeper, like moving beyond just surface level networking.
So it's not about how many Facebook friends you have.
Right. It's about having those people you can really connect with,
Those people who get you.
who energize you, And like, I love that he even gives practical tips for this.
Oh, like what?
He talks about scheduling those monthly dinners with close friends.
Making it a priority.
Yeah, because strong relationships, those genuine connections, they're not just a nice to have.
Right, it's deeper than that.
They're linked to better mental health, physical health, even a longer lifespan.
Wow. Okay, so who are those people for you?
Who are those people who make you feel seen, understood? Bloom would say, invest in those relationships.
It's like investing in your own well-being, in a way.
Absolutely.
Okay, so speaking of feeling energized and fulfilled,
Yeah.
Bloom's ideas about mental wealth were super impactful for me.
Yeah, that one's powerful. It's all about aligning your actions with your values, like what you truly believe in.
Right, living authentically.
He even talks about this Japanese concept of ikigai. Yeah, it basically means like a reason for being. It's that sweet spot where your passions, skills, what the world needs, and what you can get paid for all come together.
Ooh, I like that. Finding your ikigai.
Exactly. And Bloom says finding that purpose can bring incredible clarity.
Like you know what you're here to do.
Exactly. And that leads to this deep sense of fulfillment.
But it's not about just reaching some static point, right?
No. Bloom emphasizes continuous growth, like it's an ongoing journey.
Constantly evolving. I dig it. So we've covered time, relationships, purpose, but we can't forget about our physical selves, right?
Wow, absolutely. Bloom calls this physical wealth.
Okay, so what does he say about that?
Well, he's not talking about like extreme fitness regimes or
It's
anything.
not about being ripped.
No. He's more about simple, consistent habits,
Okay, I can get behind that.
like getting enough sleep, moving your body regularly, eating nourishing foods.
The basics.
But honestly, it's amazing how much these things impact every other area of your life. Think about it. If you're well rested, you have more energy to pursue your passions, connect with people.
And even manage your finances.
Exactly. Which brings us to the final type of wealth.
The big one, financial wealth.
Right. And Bloom isn't saying money doesn't matter at
Of
all,
course not. We all need money to survive.
but he does challenge that more mentality.
The constant striving for bigger numbers.
Exactly. He encourages readers to define what enough looks like for them.
What enough means to you.
Right. Because endlessly chasing money, it can actually make you less happy.
Huh, interesting.
It can distract you from those other types of wealth that are just as important.
So it's about finding that balance.
Totally.
All right, so to recap, Bloom lays out these five types of wealth:
Time wealth, social wealth.
mental, physical, and financial. What a cool way to think about it.
It really is.
And you know what I love? Bloom doesn't leave us with just a bunch of information. He leaves us with a question.
Oh, what is it?
He asked, what would you do if you were already wealthy? Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
It forces you to think about what truly matters and to start living that way now.
Regardless of how much money you have.
Right. Because building true wealth in all its forms, it's a journey, not a destination.
It's about making conscious choices every day.
So what choice are you going to make today to create a richer, more fulfilling life?
It's a good question to ask ourselves for sure.